humanity's next step. Where do we go from here? Just like the two fools on the page in my blog, one is facing the future and the other facing towards the past. They depict how we all face these two choices. They are both about to take their next step without fear, trepidation or thought, just like us. Their choices are simple and straightforward. The fool on the left will surely step over the edge and end his journey, or at least get delayed by some kind of injury or a certain thoughtless accident. Whereas the fool on the right, who is heading towards the future, glances back to the past and sees all the chaos that humanity has caused and which he is leaving behind in his journey forwards. This fool has now halted his journey and is starting to reflect, specifically on his and humanity's past. He now asks himself, why have we let our world get into this state? Has nobody been watching? Now here we are driving ourselves to a crucial point in our existence with complete disregard for anything except ourselves. Our materialistic attitudes don't improve our lives, they just hinder our future. Now is the time to stop. We need to reorganize, rethink and retrain. There appears to be a total lack of consideration for anything and anyone anymore. The materialistic world that we live in today has to change, people have to change, lifestyles need to change and most of all our attitudes for each other has to change. If we don't change soon, then karma will begin to weigh the scales of humanity and when they tip, then and only then can we expect to be facing the negative effects of how karmic nature will strike. For thousands of years our ancestors have manipulated us into believing this is how it is. The so-called correct way to live and behave, and it's all an illusion. We all live in this world of illusion, actually believing this is how it should be. Scientists and theorists are starting to prove we have been doing everything wrong for hundreds, possibly thousands of years. Everything in the universe constantly changes and so do we, but we are being shepherded in the direction of no return. There is a lot of mention in the Bible of lambs, sheep and shepherds, but we have been blind and deaf to what it all really related to. A flock of sheep tends to follow the leader, but the problem is that the leader thinks that it's at the back of the flock and some other sheep is the leader, and so chaos reigns within the flock. If we now look at our leaders of the world, suddenly, everything becomes crystal clear. There are no leaders, or should I say, there is nobody who actually knows how to lead, and so this produces a sense of hopelessness in everyone. If there is no hope, then there can be no future, well, not the future we need. Certainly not the future we hoped for. There may be time to turn all this chaos and instability around. It will take a massive effort and everyone has to be part of this effort. If we can all change our way of thinking, reclaim our world by nurture, nature and using natural resources instead of man-made resources and products. Grow and cultivate the land to a level we can return to it along with our wild animals. We have to restore their habitats so that they can increase their numbers. Without the birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees, humanity cannot survive alone. Regeneration of our planet is needed. It has to be brought back to life because at this moment in time it is dying. Resurrection and change are the keys to our survival.